You are passionate about your faith. You are passionate about the mission that you feel God has called you to. And you can't even imagine doing anything other than spending your life sharing this passion of yours. You're Catholic, you love it, and you want to tell the world, you want to change the world. But maybe, just maybe, you're struggling to understand how to build their ministry, how to build the brand, how to build audiences and connect with them and achieve those goals. Well, today we're going to talk about something coming down the pike that maybe, just maybe, may help you accomplish all that you dream of and more. Let's talk about it.
Welcome to the Colbe Club Podcast, fanning the flame of Catholic evangelization by helping you grow your reach, influence, and impact through your brand and ministry, all for the glory of God and the salvation of souls. Here's your host, Joe McClain.
Joe McClain here from CatholicHack.com, where I live my life for God, and I'm passionate about the Catholic faith, about fanning the flame of Catholic evangelization, about really being a force multiplier to helping other Catholic evangelists and organizations achieve their mission, build their brands, build their ministries, build their audiences, connect, you know, all for the glory of God and the salvation of souls. And it's good to get to know you a little bit, and I want to talk to you about an initiative that this is launching, that this episode is the pilot episode or the launch episode for it. Now, just a little caveat, I'm driving down the road right now in my car. Now, I run a Catholic radio station. I've got a very nice studio that I could be producing this in. I've got a home studio that I could be producing this in with much higher quality than what you're going to get. But the problem I have is time. You know what it's like, right? You're busy. I mean, it's too many of us are doing ministry as a side hustle because that's where our heart is, while we're trying to make a living and pay the mortgage in a sort of a secular job, let's say. So time, or let's say you're full-time Catholic ministry and you're just go all the time. You don't have a lot of time. I get that, and I'm in the same boat. But I have a passion, and I really feel like I'm supposed to share this information. I'm going to be sharing with you. This podcast is called the Colbe Club Podcast because of St. Maximilian Colbe being, you know, a patron saint of communicators, Catholic communications, right? And I think this information that we're going to be launching into in this series of podcasts is going to be super valuable to you. And I felt like I needed to find a way to carve out some time to spend with you, to share this information with you, because I know it'll change the way you're building your brand, your ministry, creating those audiences, and connecting on a real deep level. So I've got 45 minutes to go home, and I thought, let's talk, let's chat, let's start the conversation. I can spend my commute time with you, and maybe you'll get something out of it, and I'll feel pretty good about it. You see, for me, I had a mystical encounter with Jesus in April of 2002 that changed my life. I mean, literally changed my life. You can find more information about that at CatholicHack.com. You can listen to my testimony, but it really changed my life in a profound way, and to the point where I had to take an assessment of what skills, what gifts do I have to give back to the Lord, because I wanted to give Him a return on investment. He's invested in me. He saved my marriage. He saved the lives of my children. He literally saved my life. I want to give back. I want to make sure that when He comes for an accounting, that I don't dig up the one talent buried in a field and say, here, you can have it back. I'm not going to be that guy. You can forget it. So I had some radio skills. I worked in secular radio, and I was a project manager in the corporate world. So I decided I was going to take my natural inclinations and just try to leverage them and make them usable and useful to the Lord. And so I've been blessed. I've been working for the past decade in full-time Catholic ministry. I spent 5 years essentially running a ministry called Fullness of Truth, where we had Catholic family conferences, and I was blessed to work with very big Catholic names like Scott Hahn, and back in the day it was Father Carapi, but I mean all the names, Tim Staples and Pat Madrid, and I mean you name it, we were able to work with them. They're still doing a fantastic job. That ministry is continuing on today, but for the past four and a half years or so, I've been running a Catholic radio station in Houston. So I do a lot of fundraising. I produce radio content. I've got a morning show And I run a lot of events, especially at the radio station. I travel and speak at men's conferences around the United States and beyond. I've written a book. I contributed to a book at Catholic Answers. I've done a lot of work. I've got tons of articles and resources on my website at CatholicHack.com. But back in the day, before all of that, when I was struggling to find my way or struggling to learn how to bring that return on investment, there was this brand new technology that came out called podcasting. I mean, it was brand new, not slick. You had to figure it out. How does somebody even listen to a podcast? That was a challenge back in, like, say, 2004, 5, 6, 7, somewhere in there. Well, I started by dabbling into it and testing and trying to experiment a little bit. But in like late 07, early 08, I got very serious about it. And that's when I came up with the brand The Catholic Hack. And I started to produce a podcast called The Catholic Hack. I had 1 hour for a lunch break at my corporate job, and I would spend my hour sitting in my minivan in a parking lot in the Woodlands, Texas, producing that show. I mean, I would even do interviews where I would drive to like a local coffee shop that had Wi-Fi, and then I would connect to the Wi-Fi from the parking lot, and I would interview people like Scott Hahn and Tim Staples and all these people, Jeff Cavins. I mean, I interviewed so many people just sitting in my minivan, recording it all through Skype and on my laptop, and enjoying the opportunity to spread the word about the Catholic faith. And we did a lot of apologetics, and we just did a wide variety of things. Well, that led into some of my content being parsed out into secular, or not secular radio, but rather, actually there was one secular radio station in Florida that did pick up some of my interviews and played them on Sunday mornings. But I got played on the Catholic Channel, Sirius Satellite Radio out of New York. There was a ministry out of Brooklyn who would take my content and sparse it out to a whole bunch of radio stations in Latin America and in the United States. And I produced another podcast called Behold the Man for a long time. So I've done a lot of things in ministry. I've had a real opportunity. It's been a tremendous blessing. Well, for the past, let's say, 3 years, I've also been highly focused on online video and how to build audiences online to do some evangelization. And I'm going to be launching into that in particular in a big way over the next several episodes here on the Colby Club. You know, specifically it was YouTube. I mean, I've done a tremendous amount on Facebook as well. We could talk about that too. But I'm really kind of wanting to dive into YouTube in a big way, and I'll tell you why. Because I think YouTube is a fantastic opportunity because it's so algorithm-driven. That means if you know the rules, you can play by them. And if we know the rules, we can build audiences by those rules, because the algorithm doesn't really care that you're Catholic or not, or whatever. It just wants what it wants, and if you're willing to give it what it wants, it's going to give you back an audience. It's pretty cool that way. And I've 2008, I started a YouTube channel, and I was putting content on it, and I didn't know what caused it to work or not work. Why did people watch videos, or why did they subscribe to your channel at all? I had no idea. I had a couple of videos that would do great. I had most videos that didn't do well at all. And, you know, the channel just kind of sat there, and I think I had 200 some subscribers about 3 years ago or so, when I said, you know what, enough is enough. It's time to figure this thing out. It's time to really dive deep into, you know, the engine of YouTube and roll up my sleeves and figure this out. So I started to consume a ton of content from secular strategists, from YouTube experts, and I started to get into the Creator Academy, and I started to read books and just consume a lot. And I started to do all the experimentation on my main channel. How does this stuff work? And would it work? And to my surprise, it worked. I began ranking videos. I began, you know, getting tens of thousands of views on videos. I started racking up lots of subscribers. I mean, I was seeing the results from what I was studying, and I was amazed by that. And so what I learned along the way was I had to break out my themes, or sort of my audiences, into their own channels. And so that's the next phase of my sort of my lab work, if you will, is I created a brand. I actually have several channels, but I created one channel in particular. I just created a brand new one from scratch. Zero subscribers, zero views. And my goal has been, can I get to, you know, how quickly can I get to 1,000 subscribers? Can I get there in a year? Well, I'm happy to tell you that I'm coming up on a year in the I think it's like end of June or something. I'll be a year old on that channel, and I'm almost ready to go over 1,000 subscribers right now. And so, because the techniques that I've learned are applicable, and here's the cool thing, is that particular audience on that channel is super niche, meaning it's tiny. It is a tiny, tiny audience. There is, it's not like, say, music, for example, is a large audience. Well, I'm in traditional archery. It is a tiny, tiny audience around the world. And still, you can grow channels, you can gain subscribers, you can build views. I mean, it, because the rules apply. And if you know the rules, you can play by those rules. And if you play by the rules, you're going to build your channel, build your audience, build your brand, and you're going to, you know, get what you want done. And so these techniques and strategies that I'm going to be diving into over the next several series of podcast episodes, they're rules that also apply generically across every platform. They're the same rules that I would have applied, you know, back in the day, or I'm going to be applying now on this podcast to build the podcast audience. They're the same general rules that I apply to build an active and growing radio audience in a major city in America. They're the same rules that you apply when you're trying to accomplish any task. It's all about strategy and understanding what a secular marketer might call the buy cycle. Understanding that buy cycle is really important, I think, for Catholic evangelists. We apply the same tools and techniques in order to move somebody down what we call a funnel. So we're going to be talking a lot about these things, because my goal isn't to sell junk to you. My goal is to give you the kind of information that's worked well for me over these years, so that you can use or glean what works for you, or take the bits and pieces that you like and use them to build your brand, your ministry, to grow your impact, all for the glory of God, mind you. I mean, I don't think any of us, you know, ultimately care about ourselves personally. We want to be, my personal motto is to be the donkey upon which Jesus rides. So, I mean, I just want to be used. I just want to give a return on that investment, right? And I think, I'm sure if you're listening to this, you feel the same way. So this Colby Club podcast comes with a private secret Facebook group called the Colby Club, where I've been sharing some of this information to a small, tiny community. But I've decided I'm going to expand this through the podcast and invite more people into that group. And the opportunity in the group is that you get to go on and share what works and what doesn't work for you, so that the rest of us can learn from that. Because ultimately, what if we helped each other build our brands, our ministries, our audiences? Imagine how much more impact we could achieve, all for the glory of God, if we were helping each other out, sharing this information. Now, some of you may be thinking of, you know, competition. That's a mistake. You shouldn't be thinking competition. And honestly, on these online platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, all these platforms, you name one, there is no such thing as competition. In fact, the more the merrier is going to give you a better result. I mean, just, it's kind of funny, but like in the niche of traditional archery, which I produce a video every single week, sometimes two or three videos every single week, and have for almost a year now, for that community and that audience, I sometimes call like the bigger names within that community to say, hey, I need you to be producing videos more often. I really need, what's it going to take to get you to put out more content? Because the more that they put out content, the more opportunity I have at growth. So that's an important key strategy. So there's no competition. The more the merrier. You know, I did a survey of Catholic YouTube channels about 2 weeks ago. I mean, I looked at large channels, very popular channels. So a lot of small channels and medium channels. I mean, channels that you thought would be doing fantastic. Go back and study those channels. They're not doing as good as you think they are. Yeah, they've got a couple of videos that are doing, they did a lot of views on them. Fantastic. They've got quite a bit of number of subscribers. Wonderful. But go look at their videos. Go look at their upload videos, right? Just look at the straight chronological list of videos. And you'll see that these videos are not performing at the level that they ought to be in comparison to where their sub count is. So maybe they're lacking in consistency or frequency or there's lots of factors. In fact, the very next episode of this podcast is going to dive into the 10 common mistakes that Catholics are making on the YouTube platform every day and how to fix them and how to grow your audience. And then after that, we're going to dive into a lot of detail on the individual points. We're just going to dive in because I want to give you a tremendous amount of value. I want to share the information with you so that you will go and build a channel, build an audience, and you will, in fact, impact lives and change the world. That's what I want you to do. So I want to just give this information to you in hopes and trust that you'll do something good with it and actually change the world. Now, I'm going to ask you for something in return. And that's, I want you to go to the description of this podcast or the show notes and click a link and join my email list. Yes, I'm going to ask you for your email. And yes, I'm going to send you emails. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, he's going to spam me. No, no, no. It's not about spamming you. You know what it really is? It's about skin in the game. It's about skin in the game. You know, I'm going to share with you the information that I think the vast majority of Catholics online in evangelization simply either don't understand or are underutilizing. I'm going to give you the information that you can go out today and build something with. And if you're not doing this full time, if you're working hard enough, you will get there. You'll quit your job and you will do this full time. That's the kind of information I'm going to share with you. It's the kind of information that's gotten me to, along with the grace of the Lord, let's be super clear. I am unworthy and the Lord's grace is amazing, okay? Let's be clear. But the Lord has also given me the opportunity to work hard and contribute. And I'm going to give you the information that's helped me get where I'm going, where I'm at today, and where I will go in the future, for the Lord willing, right? So I want you to have some skin in the game. And if you don't have any skin in the game, that means this information is just not as valuable to you. And you may not consume it as well, as good, as often, as focused as I would love for you to be, as I think you need to be, not for me, but for you. So by you giving me your email address, I can send you a notice to say, hey, the next piece of content is available. Let's go check it out. We can begin our relationship, be in better communication with one another, and hopefully you've got some skin in the game, some commitment on your part to actually consume that content, to actually take it to heart and utilize that information. To me, that's what it's about. And so my goals for this podcast, this Colby Club podcast, is to build a community of Catholic evangelists, either people doing it right now or people who want to do it, like with all their heart. They just can't seem to find a way because maybe their financial needs are too high and they just can't seem to find a ministry that'll help pay for their, you know, where they need to be, or maybe they don't know where to begin. They just have this passion, this sort of drive, but they just don't know where to begin. Well, we're going to be helping solve a lot of those questions and help you get where you want to go. And I want to be in community with you so we can have a dialogue together so that we can share and support each other. And so the email list and the Colby Club private Facebook group is the way in which I'm going to hopefully do that. Now, again, I'm taking the time while I'm driving to and from work to dive deep with you on this information. I'm hoping that you can understand why I might ask you for something like a commitment on your part. So if you want to get on the email list, and I really hope and sincerely hope that you do, click that link in the description or the show notes and we'll get you hooked up. But if you just want to get into the Facebook group too, hey, it's good. Praise be to Jesus. just send me a message on Facebook and I'll let you in the group, and love to conversate with you there in a two-way dialogue. That would be awesome. So the opportunity is really, really incredible. We're going to start with looking at YouTube in particular. I just feel like the opportunity on that platform is really, really good. It's hot. And frankly, there just are not enough Catholics on that platform cranking it out. So if I could do anything to fan the flame of Catholic evangelization on that platform, well, I want to be a part of that and be an inspiration for that. So I want to start there, but we can talk about other platforms like Facebook. I've got a Facebook fan page. You know, I've done a lot of Facebook advertising, spent thousands of dollars on the platform. So I've got a lot of experience there too I can share. Of course, we can talk about podcasting as a tool and as a means and a mode by which you can build audiences. We can talk about events. I've run many, many events, large with thousands of attendees, and small events and prayer breakfast events and movies and Bible studies. And I've run all that stuff. So we can talk about, you know, event management, event promotion. We can talk about all kinds of things about marketing from a Catholic perspective and how the tips and strategies and techniques that secular people use to sell us their wares, how we can use some of those strategies and techniques to connect with people on a sincere level and engage with them and hopefully plant a few seeds that the Holy Spirit can bring to a ripe and full harvest. That is our mission on the Colby Club podcast. I hope that you will be a part of the journey. I hope that you will subscribe to the podcast. I hope you will join our email list, and I hope that you will become a member of our Facebook private Facebook group, the Colby Club, so that you can be a contributing member of our community. And together we grow. Together we may just, you never know, be an instrument in the hand of the Holy Spirit that does some mighty and powerful things in the lives of so many people who really need this message, who really need to encounter Christ in a profound way, ourselves included. Amen. All right. Praise be to Jesus. That's kind of my introduction for you. The very next episode, we're going to go do some deep diving on the 10 mistakes that Catholics make every single day on the YouTube platform, how to fix them, how to avoid them, how to build your brand and your channel, your ministry, how to grow audiences and have an impact for the glory of God and the salvation of souls. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Colby Club podcast, helping you achieve your mission for the glory of God and the salvation of souls. Be sure to get connected through the links in the description and log on to CatholicHack.com/Colby Club to find the tools you need to grow your reach, influence, and impact. Until the next episode, may God richly bless you.